Ruined it for breakfast.
Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Let's
talk about Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Oh, two-time voted the best captain in the AFL, and we saw why on Friday night. Tex, well done. Well played.
Thanks, Ditch.
Gee, big bear. That was a huge win. I mean, to beat them up there, it's just it's not easy to do, is it?
No, it's not. Freddie downstairs in Canetto Cafe, he's a Swans man.
Yeah.
He said we put the nail in the coffin, the two South Australian teams going up there and beating them both.
Yes.
Beating them up there. So it was a very good win for us, especially, thank God I didn't have to come in here last week after the week before, Ditch. You would have definitely let me know. What happened to Port?
This is your segment. We're talking about your mob.
You said that. I know. Undefeated.
Brad Ebert comes in a couple of days' time. I'll get the chance to talk to him then.
All right,
this is about you.
All right. Much better looking panel this morning.
All about.
Yeah.
The long locks.
Come over here.
Rue used to have locks like that, didn't he?
Rue, I've seen Rue because I obviously didn't move down here till 2005. So Rue had all the hair shaved off by that stage. Yeah. But I've seen some fantastic photos of him back in the day. Mm. He was the king of the mullet, wasn't he?
Oh, he was,
yeah.
Tex was the king of the mullet, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Tex, war of words between you and Kane Corns. Is it a storm in a teacup, or is it just a bit of friendly banter or unfriendly banter? How do you describe it?
I don't know. I wouldn't know how to describe it.
Can't even be bothered describing it.
Not really.
Nah.
What happens if you run into him at the Mosley? Would you say hello?
At the Mosley? No.
Or somewhere?
I probably wouldn't.
At all?
Nah.
So you wouldn't even say hello to him?
Probably not. I probably would. Let me ask you.
See, he and I have had some words over the journey. Do you know what I find with him, though, is he bounces straight up, says g'day, shakes your hand. I mean, he's one of these people. Is it refreshing, though, that we have someone that actually says, you know, goes out on a limb and says a few things? Because I do find the game pretty sanitised.
I suppose that's what he gets paid to do, is make headlines, but week in, week out, probably gets a bit long in the tooth.
Right, eh? A bit monotonous.
A bit monotonous.
So how do you turn around like you did last week from the Collingwood game the week before, and then what is your mindset? Right, that's in the past now. Let's move on.
Well, we had to review the Collingwood game, and obviously had to change our mindset a little bit because it was a fair bit off where we wanted it to be 2 weeks ago. Ooh, is that a fine?
Yeah. Sorry. Someone's phone went off.
Chad Sayers.
Usually a cart in a bit.
He's just sent me a video message, Chaddy Sayers. Anyway, and then we had to tweak a couple of things. And it might sound a bit silly, but we weren't too far off. And then we're able to set the standard, and that's the standard that we're going to play with for the rest of the year now.
And by the way, Chad Sayers' wife's very happy that he's texting you at the moment as well. she just texted me and said, what's going on?
Whatever.
Go on.
All that media stuff that happened last week after you lost, does that fire you up to win, or do you just kind of cut it out?
Me personally? Or
of like the team?
No, we realise where we're at, so we didn't really need too much firing up, Alice. I know you were pretty happy being a Collingwood girl.
I was pretty happy.
Were you down in the cheer squad? Did I see you down in the cheer squad?
Look, I may have gone down and had a few selfies.
Jeez.
Who'd you get a selfie with?
A two-game player.
No.
Sam Murray.
Oh.
He's my favourite.
He chopped us up, dudes.
Alice and Joffre are very close as well.
He's my dad.
Yeah. Last night, the other Corns, Graham Corns on Channel 7 last night, he said Paul Seedsman could be the most improved player in the AFL. That's a big rap.
Yeah, he's playing some really good footy for us, Cedo. I suppose for him it's been able to get his body right to be able to play consistently, and he's been able to do that over the pre-season, and he's reaping the rewards now.
Mm. Dude, tell us about him. You must be excited about him.
Oh, I think he's created an opportunity for himself. He's had two really good pre-seasons, and now he's had an opportunity to play at the AFL level, and he's doing it quite comfortably at the moment. And when he's got the footy in hand, he's really composed, and he defends really well and helps his other defenders out, which is great for a footy club.
Mm. I think one thing we're learning, Tex, I mean, you asked me about Port Adelaide and you blokes lost to Collingwood last week. How tight is this competition? It's phenomenal, isn't it? And Port Adelaide, beat Brisbane by less than a kick. They lose to the Gold Coast by less than a kick. It is that tight.
You just have to rock up every week, and you have to play to win every single week now. It's It's what the AFL have been wanting for years,
and
we're finally getting it, which is great. Yeah. It's like you turn the footy on, whether it's Friday night, Sunday afternoon, and you know it's going to be a good game.
Must be exciting for a player. I mean, I know you want to win every week or most weeks, but to roll up every single week and play the bottom side but and still think, I've got to really be switched on and play well here.
Yeah, definitely tests out your concentration, Ditch. Yeah. Fully concentrate and be fully alert the whole time because you... like even that game that you guys beat Brisbane by, you probably underestimate how good a win it was for Port because it was so close and you just get the 4 points and jump onto the next week.
Yep. Now, Gleeso and Alice, I want to include everyone here. Last night on the rush hour with Jars and Louis, they talked about the fact that Joel Selwood won the Peter Badko medal here on the weekend and was booed by the Port Adelaide people. Now, every time this comes up, every time a player is booed, the question comes up on radio programs, should you boo or not? Now, Louis was very outspoken. He was dead against it and said it was terrible.
Boo.
But there's a reason why they're booing Joel Selwood. Clearly, the fans have reacted for a reason. Gleeso, if you pay your money, should you be able to boo at the football?
Oh, absolutely, mate. It's a it's a dead set free-for-all. I mean, obviously, everyone, like, you know, you boo the players that are going the best for the other team. Or, you know, obviously, Selwood's known to duck the head a bit, so people kind of think that's a bit unsportsmanlike.
Yep.
But obviously, the real litmus test is no matter what team the player's from, if someone gets taken from the ground injured, everyone will cheer that player
and
give him a cheer and stuff like that. So, look, I just think it's part of the game. Obviously, there's people who go too far, but, you know, I've been booed off stage before. You just got to suck it up and think, I better do better than that next time.
We might come back to that. We'll find out. Alice the Wag, you love the footy and you are a Collingwood girl. Should we be able to boo at the footy?
I think we should be able to boo the umpires. But the
righto.
But I don't think the players really deserve it. I used to be a massive booer, but then when I started watching Joel play, and because I had like a relationship
two-time
with one
medalist.
Of the players. Mm. Yeah.
Two-time.
Joel. It actually is not a great feeling when you hear like your partner being booed or family being booed and stuff. So then I've never done it since then, but I do like booing the umpires. But with the Anzac Day thing, I think he definitely shouldn't have been booed. The game was over. Anzac Day is about mateship and that's not good.
Tex.
I boo from siren to siren, but show a bit of respect when Joel Seld goes up.
Okay, that's not a bad way of looking at it.
Go boo and yell out whatever you want. Players probably don't even hear you 99% of the time. But I just think if someone's going up to get a medal or say something on behalf of their team, just show a bit of respect.
Yeah, actually, I like that. I like the way you've
put
that.
Does that affect you in any way? Like if you're kicking for goal and you do hear booing and yelling and stuff? Do you hear it like...
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not really.
Have you seen him kick?
Speaking of which, could you hear what Buddy was saying the other night?
I could. Well, I had no choice because it was the size of my ears and that's what he was pretty much saying.
Right. And like, so how good was it?
I know you can hear me. Big ears.
So how good was it when you just slotted it straight through the high diddle diddle?
I did find it very amusing.
That's a good sledge. That's very good. Hey, I wouldn't mind taking some calls on this, Tex. We'll have you stick around for this. 133353, booing at the football. Should you be able to boo? And I like what both Gleeso and Tex had to say there, is that I think we pay our money. Booing's been a part of footy for a million years, but Tex put it beautifully. When siren to siren, then maybe show some respect.
Well, as Alice was saying, I mean, I've been a referee, Alice.
Yeah, do you
and
like
can
it?
Can I tell you, it's the loneliest job in the world. And I think booing's the last thing you need when you're a ref, especially
you
a young ref.
Tex, you run out on the field and Gleeso from the Screaming Jets is your rugby referee. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Hold on the ball.
Can you believe
that? That's mine.
133353, booing at the football. Please give us a call. As I said, the Rush Hour boys very outspoken about it yesterday, Jars and Louis. We've got tickets to go to the Gold Coast and Crows game for our best caller, and Tex will be the judge of that. 133353, and we've still got his dad joke to come as well. Tex Walker, our special guest. 7:22, we're taking your calls. 133353, booing at the football. Tex, we've got Mark from Seaford there. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, fellas.
What do you think?
I think Tex summed it up perfectly. You know, you go to the football, you let off a bit of steam in between the sirens. And my grandfather was actually an old SA NFL umpire back in the 50s. And he used to take us to the footy down at Nord Parade and watch his beloved Redlegs. And he'd be screaming at the top of his lungs. Not at the players, at the umpires. You know, he'd be calling them cheats and bloody white maggots and carrying on the pork chops. And then and then we'd all go home, and it'd be a great day out, you know. So
Mark, I knew all the umpires, Barrack, for Norwood. I bloody knew it. All those years. God. Hey, good on you, Mark. Thanks for that. There you go, Tex. Someone's agreeing with you. You're on the money.
On.
Hey, we'll take some more calls in just a moment. Let's go to Allenby Gardens right now. We've got Rosie. G'day, Rosie.
Good morning, fellas, and the lovely young lady that's there. I'm sorry, my little rescue dog's barking. Lovely Alice. Good morning. Now, hello. Before I start, Texas, are you enjoying a lovely coffee from that young man downstairs at Canetto's?
I am.
Good on you, Texas. Right. He makes the best coffee, doesn't he? Yeah. Okay, boys, and lovely young Alison. Now, I agree with Tex, you know, when the siren's been sound, that's the end of it. Let's be respectful to all those men and women who died for us in the forces, in the, you know, world wars, and have a good time and be respectful to kids around us. And let's make it a peaceful match of footy over the weekend.
All right. Good on you, Rosie. Well,
good on you, Rosie.
Catch your breath there, Rosie. She's puffing and pounding. She's been chasing that dog around. Tex, the other question that comes up every year, Anzac Day, should it just be Collingwood Essendon?
As in the
or
game?
Or should you other? Yeah, should others get a chance?
No, I like heritage. I like how it's been Collingwood Essendon for so many years.
Yep.
And I look forward to chucking the feet up on the couch and watching it.
All right, more calls in just a moment. Should we be able to boo at the footy? 133353, and we've got a double to go to the Gold Coast Crows game this weekend.
And you can boo Tex if you go.
No.
7:28. Now, he's the two-time voted best captain in the AFL, but is he the best partner? Is he the best man to his... I've got a story to ask him about in just a moment.
Look forward to that.
Right, should you boo at the footy, Tex? Who you got on the blower there?
We've got Tim from Semaphore. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. I've got a bit of a different one for you. Booing at the umpires.
Yep.
I umpire a bit of sport myself. When it goes back to grassroots, club level stuff, how do you expect people to volunteer to umpire when they see the reactions they get from the professionals?
Yeah, it's a very good point, this. And look, I'm pretty guilty myself. It's hard, Tim. I think there are just times when you don't think and you let it go, but I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm guilty myself, but you look at the club level stuff and they're short of umpires and people that want to referee games everywhere. It's a bit hard. Yeah.
Fair point, Tim. I think we all agree with you. We're not very good at it. Who you got next there, Tex?
We have Craig from Salisbury Heights.
Morning, Craig.
Oh, g'day, Tex.
Hello, Craig.
Boys. I'm good, mate. Good game on the weekend, Tex. Well played.
Thanks, buddy.
I know booing is part of footy and, you know, it's almost a right when we go to the footy, but I take my young fella, 8 years old, and ever since I've been taking him, I try to say, we don't boo, buddy. You know, we just don't do it because it's... You know, trying to teach him the right ways and, you know, try to be respectful and, you know, about sportsmanship. And then you hear just everyone booing on the week. And I took him to a local game and I let out a boo myself. Just it slipped out and he said, Dad, we don't boo.
Good on him.
You got me there, buddy. You know, right? It's right. We don't boo. But it is part of the game and I don't know if we'll ever change it. But, you know, I guess for me, I just try and teach my young fella the right ways, you know.
Good on you, Craig. Thanks for that, mate. We've got Margie from Wingfield.
G'day, how are you guys?
Good, thanks, Margie.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I just want to say I'm getting sick of this week after week. Every week it's something different. And I was at the footy a few weeks ago and this fella had a go at me just for yelling in general. I wasn't being abusive. I wasn't saying anything that I shouldn't have. I was just too loud for him. And every time I yelled out something... He turned around and gave me a filthy look to the point that he reduced me to tears.
Oh, no.
Get a grip, mate. Get a grip.
Gee.
You know,
good on
we're
you,
there
Margie.
Supporting our team.
Yeah.
We're doing what we want. We're not doing anything wrong. Just let us be what happened to the good old. Free
Australia. Yeah, good on you, Margie.
You
sick
go,
of being
Margie.
Told what to do. Now, was it Craig you were talking about his son just a moment ago?
Yeah, I like
why don't
that.
We send him off to the footy?
Yeah, send him
with
off.
His son. Couple of free tickets. Go and see the Gold Coast take on the Crows. Tex, thanks for coming in. Now, before you go, what happened on the weekend? Poor Ellie on her flight to Sydney. What happened?
Oh, she decided to pack her footy tickets in her luggage under the plane.
Right.
And her bag didn't meet her at the end of
didn't arrive
in Sydney.
So she didn't have her footy tickets.
Nah,
like, she rang you. This is the story I've heard on the grapevine. She rang you and said, "Tex, I haven't got my tickets," and you said,
"What do you want me to do about it?"
You are kidding. How are you the two-time best captain in the AFL with leadership like that?
Then I come up with a solution.
Right. What happened?
I said, why don't you ring Virgin and get them to get it on the next flight?
Right.
And it was already on the next flight.
Oh, right. Were there waterworks or not? Any panic?
No, she doesn't cry.
Nah, she's tough.
Nah, she's tough.
Yeah, good on you. All right, now, have you got a joke to leave us with?
Yeah, I was at a party once when I was a younger boy.
Yeah.
Oh, probably not too young because I had to be 18 to be at a party. Mm-hmm. Saw a guy who was stepping on my watch and he started harassing this young girl. So I walked up and I went, whack.
Ooh.
I said, don't do that, mate. Not on my watch.
Oh, jeez.
Speaking of which, happy birthday for tomorrow,
yeah.
Mate.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate. Hey.
Big birthday, Tex. On Anzac Day.
How old do you reckon I look? Alice, how old do you reckon I look?
I would have guessed 30.
Oh, I'm out of here.
Right.
I'm not coming back.
Hang on. But how old does he act?
No, 20.
28 tomorrow.
Oh, good on you. And Gleeso, we need to say hello to someone special for you.
Yeah, it's my son's birthday this very day, little Jamesy. He's 10 years old.
10 years
old.
Yeah,
he's reached double digits. And,
James Gleeson.
Yeah, so he's madly opening presents at home. I'll get home, all the hoo-ha will be over, and I'll just have to clean up. And then we're going out to play a bit of laser skirmish with a few of his mates.
Well
carry
done.
On, be great fun.
Good stuff.
Love you, Jamesy.
Hey, good on your Tex. Thanks for coming in, mate. Well done on the weekend. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. See you, guys.
Tex joins Walker. Us. Thanks to Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle, our house, your home.
Very good.
Cheers, mate.